Hi there, this is Marcus. Just a quick meow before we get stuck into our catty episode. Some of you fantastic listeners have been asking how to support the show, which is brilliant. And here's the perfect way. Head over to modernartisrubbish.com. There's a clear button that says support the show. Click on it and it will spill the beans on all the exclusive goodies you'll get as a member, like a bonus monthly episode for your furry little ears. Anyway, on with the catty show. The catty show. The cat art episode, I mean.
My night is rubbish. Isms. Isms. Juxtapose. Didactic. My night is rubbish. My night is rubbish podcast.
We're recording.
We're recording episode number 118. Welcome to Modern Art is Rubbish. Wow!
Hello!
That's my cat. Do you like my cat? I can actually do a cat impersonation because it's a cat. We're doing cats today. Right, look, give me a chart.
You do it.
That's my cat.
Yeah, that's totally mental.
Yeah, I can do a baby as well, but that's too dark.
No, I like that. That was really good. Yeah, impressive.
I was pleased that I could actually capture that you were here listening to us capture that moment. I confuse cats with that sometimes.
Yeah.
They look at me and then they go, and then they kind of shrug. They look at it confused and go, this is not even worth getting into.
Yeah, some cats just don't have a sense of humour, do they?
No. Well, so we're going to be talking about catty stuff. There's so much in on cats, so this will probably be like a part one. There may well be a part two at some point.
So it's like cats related to art, I presume.
Yeah, art and cats. And just as we did, you know, like with our very famous now babies special.
Yeah.
Why did babies look so weird in medieval times? The same thing happened with cats as well.
They looked weird in medieval times.
Yeah, in paintings. Cats didn't. The actual physical cats look the same, I think, as they've always looked.
Have you ever been to medieval times?
No, I've never actually seen a cat in... If I had a time machine, I probably would go and check out what the cats were like. Do you know what? If I had 5 minutes, truthfully, if I had 5 minutes to go in a time machine back to medieval times,
yeah,
and I saw a cat, I'd probably forget and go, oh, look, there's a cat.
Yeah, but like maybe that's what babies and cats did look like. It's hard to tell without some remote viewing.
Yeah, well, remote viewing.
I don't know. Or a time machine.
So, we'll start off with the earliest, before medieval times, which is a depiction here. It's a mosaic from Pompeii. And it's a really, really quite a well-constructed image of a cat. And he looks very happy to see the bird. The bird doesn't look so happy.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Can you do an impression of a bird not happy to see a cat?
I'm just not happy with the situation.
Yeah.
So what I always find interesting about mosaics as well from that period is the art's really, really good.
Yeah.
So it's, what was the Renaissance about when it was already pretty damn good at the time?
Yeah. So like, isn't it just like Renaissance is just like a marketing term.
I like that. There are things, obviously, that I am aware of before people emailing in their thousands, as they do.
Yeah, well, you could correct me on my ignorance.
I could. But we want to get on with medieval cats.
Oh, yeah, medieval cats.
So I've got a selection of images. The first one is a really interesting, I have no idea where these have come from, by the way. They're just from old medieval kind of manuscripts. And the first one's really interesting because somehow they've, you know, cats like to get humans to do things. And in this image, there are two people and they're carrying a cat on what looks like a cross between a hammock and a wheelbarrow. so the cats don't have to walk. Why should they?
Yeah, it looks like there might be more than one cat.
Yeah.
I think there's two, or is that just one cat that's moving?
No. Oh, it could be. It could be like a...
Action shot.
Precursor of futurism, which was...
Yeah, precursor of film. Animation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's moving on the moving... There's a lot of movement in that image. Yeah. But they don't look happy, but the cats, I think, do look happy.
Yeah.
Being carted around, because the humans know their place already in medieval time. They know that...
They know who's in charge. It was a feudal system then, wasn't it?
Yeah, cats.
Cats were kings.
And then kings and then humans, wasn't it?
Yeah, was something it feudal? Like, that might have been early. My history's not
I
like,
don't know, my history, art history, but feudal. Yeah. So, yeah, that's one picture. And, of course, they'll all be on the website, etc.
Yeah, and so have we got like a year for this one?
No, we haven't.
There's no year, it's just a random image.
I'm guessing around about 13th century.
So this is post the dinosaurs.
Yes. And then we move on to this other one. Have you ever, can you relate to this as yourself being a musician? You know, yeah. Can you relate to that? There's an image of a really cat that looks really sad and he's got a lute.
Yeah.
And he's really not happy with... What do you think's going on now?
He's broken a string, obviously.
Has he?
Yeah. He's trying to play his song, but he's missing, like, a few major melody points.
Yeah.
Because the string's gone.
Yeah, he's looking really... He really is... or she. I don't know. It might be a she cat, actually, looking at it.
Yeah.
But they're not happy.
They're not happy, yeah.
They're clearly not happy. Right, and now on to the next one, which is a cat and... There's a cat and he's clearly going for the bum of a naked person who's running away.
Yeah, well, that cat wants breakfast.
Yeah.
So the naked person's just got out of bed. He's thinking, oh, I'm going to go to wherever people of my era go for a wee. And the cat's going, fast breakfast.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe.
So the reason, but I bet you're wondering why they are looking so strange, as we were talking earlier. And apparently, according to an historian, Damien Kempf, who's apparently writing a book on medieval depictions of animals, he said, even though animals were believed to be irrational beings, they were given human traits and characteristics. Unlike dogs, cats cannot be trained to be loyal and obedient. So the thing is they gave them human characteristics and they believed that there was something not quite right about them because they weren't all lovey and loyal like dogs.
Yeah.
So cats were kind of vilified in the same way, you know, going through time. So to a later period, like the 15th century.
Yeah, where they were associated with witches.
Yes.
As well, which is like a...
And unfortunately, in the 15th century, Edward Duke of York declared that any beast possessed, that if any beast had the devil's spirit in him, it was definitely the cat. So for all the ones that were bad, it was definitely the cat.
All right. Yeah, well, if a human had the devil's spirit, they blamed it on the cat.
Probably yeah. Did as well. And in Europe, the cat was seen as representing evil, witchcraft, vanity, and even female sexuality.
All right. Yeah, is that where the, like, you know, the use of the word pussy comes from?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
Yeah.
Well, I do want, and I don't. I'm all confused.
So I've distracted you, Marcus.
With talks of cats. On a cat special. So, basically, around that time, cats were unfortunately killed. So there were reports of people killing and burning cats.
Yeah.
Like the witches, because they felt they had evil spirits.
Oh, right, okay.
So, just now, I've got a picture here, which is by a guy called Michael Herr, and he's German. It's from 1650, it's a print. And it shows a lot of... it's kind of like a picture of a very sort of witchy hellscape. And in the bottom middle, you can probably see a cat there who's looking not that happy with the situation. I mean, if you describe what you're seeing, and would you be happy if you were a cat in that situation?
Yeah, well, it looks like it's dark. There's a lot going on, a lot of noise, a lot of people. I mean, cats are notoriously keep away from parties, don't they?
Yeah.
Like human parties.
Yeah. Some do.
Some do, yeah.
Hendrix likes parties.
Yeah. Mind you, when I had that witch party a few years ago, the cats would have loved it.
They were stirring up a...
Yeah, so he's looking a bit forlorn, this cat, but it sounds like it's like the picture sounds noisy, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe like it was just a snapshot in time, and if he'd painted this 5 minutes later,
yeah,
the cat would have been catching a mouse over here.
Yeah, so it would have been out of the picture, and he was just hanging around, and he just thought, I'd better get out quick.
Better get out before I get murdered.
Murdered.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Well, the thing is, not everywhere, of course, in the West, everyone was barbaric, because that's kind of like...
That's the nature of artists worldwide.
Except in Japan, it was interesting, because they came over from China in the 6th century, cats.
Yeah.
And cats are quite useful, because especially when you've got a lot of religious paper scrolls lying around in your temples.
Yeah.
So cats were...
What they flatten them for... For them.
Yeah, they do all that stuff with their paws.
Yeah.
They have special retractable claws, like all cats do. I don't know what they were special Japanese cats. All cats have retractable claws. And there's a tradition known as Nekogami, which translates to cat god or cat deity. So these cats, they realised, would keep away the mice. And the mice, of course, were the things that used to eat. Maybe the satanic mice, because they'd go and eat.
Yeah.
The scrolls and the manuscripts, because it's nice paper to chew through.
Yeah.
So the cats became quite revered.
Yeah.
And because they were a rarity at the time, rich people would have them as pets, and they were...
To look after their scrolls.
Well, to look after their scrolls and to... it appears to cause problems with them at bath times.
Yeah.
As we look at this one picture, which is by... apologies to anyone who speaks Japanese, Kitagawa and Atamoro, and this is Beauty's After a Bath. And you know how that happens. You've just had a bath, and what does the cat want to do? Play with the bathrobe and try and pull it off you.
Yeah.
And look at that. You can see there here, you've got two Japanese ladies, quite well to do, obviously just had a bath, and the cat's trying to take off their bathrobe, or their kimono, as it would have been, I suppose.
Yeah.
That pesky cat.
Yeah, playing.
Yeah. It's always, isn't it? Did you find that with Kenzie? Do you find that when you're in a bathrobe, Kenzie's trying to pull the bathrobe?
She likes getting in boxes and bags.
Yeah.
She does occasionally do that sort of thing. I don't know. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
I recognise the behaviour.
Yeah, very exquisite. And I mean, lovely prints. Again, at some point in the future, I think we'll have to do a Japanese woodblock special.
Woodblock special.
Yeah, Japanese woodblock printing special.
Yeah.
And we like it.
Yeah, so is that a woodblock image?
Yeah.
So have we got a year on that one?
That's 1800 roundabouts. Because they're always roundabouts, aren't they?
Yeah.
Circa is the word. Circa roundabouts. Right. So on to the next one. In a tradition of teasing cats, which I recommend no one does because I don't like it. I love cats. And this is by Annibale Carracci, if I'm pronouncing this correctly. He's an Italian. And it's called Two Children Teasing a Cat. And you can see them. They're looking really happy, these cats. And they're actually tormenting a cat with the pincers of a crayfish. And the cat does not look happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the kids look like they're about 30, both of them at least.
Yeah, they're old kids.
Yeah, old-looking kids.
Do you reckon that's it? Do you reckon there was like a tradition of older Italians dressing up? It's like that film. Do you ever see that film Orphan, where it was based on a true story, where the woman pretended to be a girl and she got adopted by a family?
Yeah, but she was really 30 or something.
Well, she's really, yeah, she was in her 20s or something, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder if this is it, so they can get away with torturing, being nasty to cats.
Yeah.
So they dress up as kids, adults.
Yeah.
Is that a tradition?
Yeah, maybe.
Or is it a tradition that I just made up on the spot?
I like the idea. It's a good idea. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what cats have been doing for these years. And actually, they're all like ancient beasts that are being pretending they're cute little cats and they're getting adopted.
Oh no, you're going back to the witchcraft stuff. Oh no. Apparently it may be a sort of like an illustration by the artist of a metaphor, the same thing as let sleeping dogs lie. So yeah, it's the equivalent of that but with a cat. So
was it a lobster?
No, it's a crayfish. So
crayfish.
So the proverb might be never tease a cat with a crayfish. Doesn't have the same ring, does it?
Yeah. Let cats purr.
Let purring cats purr. And as a side note, that's actually it was painted in 1588, so it's one of the earliest examples of Italian genre painting. Now, genre painting basically is... means just an ordinary scene as opposed to a religious or a kind of historical scene.
Yeah.
You know, the ordinary scene where kids would tease cats with crayfish claws.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Right, so moving on to one of my favourite artists, Benedict Cumberbatch was in a film about him called Lewis Wayne. Really good film, actually.
Yeah.
And he's an artist. He plays an artist, Benedict Cumberbatch, if I can say it. It's like a tongue twister, his name, isn't it? Plays the artist Lewis Wayne, who's famous for painting cats. And he was born in 1860 in London, and he was known for doing distinctive cat paintings and illustrations. And he gained popularity in the late 19th and early 20th century. And he basically was a real cat lover. And all his cats kind of have, as some of the other cats do, in medieval times, they have a kind of anthropomorphic kind of feeling to them.
What, like they're gods or something?
They're almost like he gives them human qualities.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, because there's one with a crown on in this picture.
So he went, with
cats. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, so looking at the first one, he did lots of other kinds of drawings. I mean, he was a very, very good draftsman. But he got famous with a thing called, in 1883, which was called A Kitten's Christmas Party. And it was an illustration for a magazine. There's all sorts of stuff going on now. I don't know if you can pick out some of your favourite scenes and what's happening. Describe the story.
All right, there's a load of cats under a duvet with their heads on the pillows, like a human. And there's loads of mice on top of the duvet and birds on the bed as well, on the back. That's quite funny because the cats are all like sleeping sweetly with smiles on their faces. Almost like that's what they're dreaming of.
Yeah, it's a cat's Christmas, isn't it? It's a full... I mean, really, do you know what I love is it just, you look at them and they just make you smile. I think they're just really happy, great scenes.
It's kind of like family scenes as well, like family around the table eating dinner.
Domestic. I hope they're eating crayfish in revenge.
Yeah, and social scenes where they're all getting together to look into a mouse trap.
Yes, what really happens with cats, if you take humans out of the equation, this is exactly the scene that it would be. At Christmas.
Oh, right, yeah.
I firmly believe that.
Yeah. No comment.
So on to my next one, which I think is a lesson that we can all learn.
Yeah.
Right? He's done an illustration for a book, which is called Madam Tabby's Establishment, and it was done in 1886. And it's a children's book by Caroline Hughes that was published in 1886, as I just said. And it was first illustrated by him. Basically, the story of Madam Tabby's Establishment is there's a cat that is a cat that has to go to Madam Tabby's establishment in order to learn how to be a proper cat.
So it's like elocution lessons cats.
I think the cat was misbehaving.
How could you teach a cat to meow, Marcus? Go on.
See, and that's what goes on. But Madam Tabby's establishment. So have you ever threatened Kenzie with, if Kenzie's annoyed you, have you ever threatened her with Madam Tabby's establishment? Apparently it's quite effective.
All right, I haven't threatened her specifically with that.
No.
There has been like threatening language, which she seems to understand perfectly.
But you didn't need to mention Madam Tabby's establishment.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to mention that if I'm like cross with her again.
I knew when it goes to cats, it's all going to go mad, isn't it? So, later on in his life, Lewis Wayne suffered from mental illness. This is... So he was sectioned basically for the rest of his life. But whilst he was inside, he kept drawing cats.
Yeah.
But what I think is brilliant is the progress that he's probably and arguably the first psychedelic artist. So bearing in mind, he died in the early part of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Look at these. Just take a look at these. Now, what I'm showing you, Tom, there is a progress of how he started out drawing cats and how he broke it down into completely abstract images. And you can see there that people have tried to guess about what mental health he had. Some people suggested that he had schizophrenia.
What other mental health? There's a book about mental health, DSM.
DSM.
DSM. Have you heard of DSM?
DSM, no.
It's a list of all mental illnesses.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So he could have had something else. He could have just been
We could stress. Read through the list and we could put the picture against it. There's thousands of mental illnesses.
Maybe he just didn't go to Madam Tabby's establishment, and if he'd gone there, he might have been all right.
Yeah.
Had he been a cat.
Yeah.
And a cat that could draw. But
yeah, do you think part of his getting sectioned was related to his love for cats? Was that kind of slightly, was he looked down upon somewhat?
I don't know. He had a lot of stress he had to look after. It could have been just a complete nervous breakdown because he had to look after, he looked after his family, his sisters financially. So he always struggled with finances because of the fact he had to support all his family.
Because he spent all of his money on cats.
Yeah. Cats and paints. Typical, isn't it? Yeah. That's my dream. He was living the dream to some extent. But what I find it amazing that he's so revolutionary in this guy who's drawing these quite sweet, maybe not high art, as a lot of people would maybe define it as, and then suddenly comes out and becomes this almost revolutionary art.
He looks pretty high,
doesn't he? Yeah. No drugs at all. So those were done under no influence at all, and yet they...
How do you know? Weren't drugs available at the pharmacy in those days?
Yeah, they could have been slipping him some stuff. I don't know, whatever, perhaps.
Well, the cats could have been slipping him some stuff.
Some catnip.
Catnip. They
might have been doing loads of catnip.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any like related, mental health conditions, like directly related to cats in the DSM. Yeah.
Well, no, but you've got that toxic. If I think it's toxic plasmosis, I think it's. If you just check that,
DSM-5 is the latest.
No. It's not a DSM. It's a parasite.
No, I'm looking at this book.
Yeah.
Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Okay. Is there a cat one then? It'll probably come up with category if you type in cat.
There's 947 pages.
No, let's not do that during the podcast. Yeah. But there is one called, I think it's called Toxic Plasmosis.
Yeah.
And it's a parasite that apparently lives in the brain, and a lot of cat owners have it, and it makes you love cats.
Oh, right, yeah, I've heard about that. I do love my cat, actually, yeah, now you mention
I've got that. I don't care. I don't care how it makes me feel.
Now, a short advertisement break.
Hello, little kitten. You look lost. What's that you say? You wish you could support the show? You idiot! Every cat knows if you want to support the show, just head over to modernartisrubbish.com, hit the support button, and you will get an exclusive book, exclusive artwork, as well as a monthly podcast, plus other discounts for a small monthly fee. Now get on your cat top, sign up before I take you to Madame Tabby's establishment.
So, if you wish to support the show and not get taken to Madame Tabby's establishment, just head over to modernartisrubbish.com. There you'll find the link to support the show. And then finally, I just want to talk about this picture Picasso did in 1939.
Yeah.
Which is a cat devouring a bird. And boy, is that cat devouring that bird. It looks, it's kind of got a kind of that, he's very, very distinctive cubist, surrealist look.
And it almost looks like he's been watching Africa with David Attenborough and the lions,
yeah,
and the zebras or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's really wild. And the eyes, it looks like the cat's high. To be honest, it looks like it's completely crazy. It's got spiral eyes.
Yeah.
And it really is ripping apart the bird. And the thing is that you think it's painted in 1939. So
that is how, like, Russell Brand's eyes were described in the Panorama,
oh my
wasn't
God.
It? Or not the Panorama. What was that thing?
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, we were in Channel 4. They said his eyes went like
Yeah, they went like
that. Like cats devouring birds. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's serious. But yeah, they did say that something about that strange glaze look, didn't they?
That's what it looks like, wasn't it?
Did it make me think of Russell Brand looking at that cubist painting? That's some journey you went on there.
Yeah, I think Russell Brand has pet cats and that.
Yeah, but I don't know if he likes watching him devour birds. No one does. So yeah, this, if you think about it, this was painted in 1939, just as the Second World War was kicking off. So it looks like a premonition almost, this painting, of what's to come.
Yeah, this is the time. So like 39 was when the war started, wasn't it?
Yes.
So there was already like marching troops and Jews getting like murdered.
Yeah, so it was
genocide had already begun by 39, hadn't it? It's just that not everyone had joined in with the fighting yet.
No. So the whole kind of awfulness had already kicked off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. It really does sum it up.
Yeah, so, nice.
So I'd like to end on a high note. Yeah. We love cats, but there's been a lot of cat abuse in this podcast.
Right.
Well, not literal, but kind of like talking about it in art. But I love cats. I said I love Hendrix cats.
Yeah.
My favourite cats are Hendrix and Kaya.
Yeah, Hendrix was a cool cat, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And then Hendrix 2 now is alive. Hendrix 1 was my mum's first cat.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
So, ends the cat show.
Oh, and a shout out to Kenzie, my cat.
Yeah,
she
Kenzie.
Has already been mentioned.
I do like Kenzie, yeah. Yeah. Like Kenzie. Hopefully we can get Kenzie to do some promo stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. definitely. Right, so Tom, so ends the show. Right, so just to mention to people, if you head over to Modern Art is Rubbish, if you do want to support the show, got a membership section, you just click on it, and for the price of a couple of coffees, probably a couple, 2.5 coffees, I think it costs, a month.
It depends on how big your coffees are.
Yeah, well, yeah, big coffees. You'll get. I wrote a book. What else? What else did I do? I do an exclusive podcast episode. Loads of other goodies. Just go over to Modern Art is Rubbish and click on that and subscribe. Also, if you can't do that, just subscribe to the podcast. Modernartisrubbish.com. Tom, you've got a lot of music going on at the moment. So where do people go for that?
They go to their favourite music listening to place, and you can find me everywhere. Everywhere.
What's the name?
My name's Tom Burton.
Tom Burton. Yeah. Okay, we'll put links on the thing. And yeah, it's just buys then, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, are we going to do a goodbye song?
Well, I've got a goodbye song. I've got lyrics.
Have you really?
It's called Catman.
Go on, do the melody so I can get it on the piano.
I haven't got a melody. Should we write it now?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right, so just play some chords and then we'll do it.
All
right.
Okay.
So make it. Go. Is that the cat I'm seeing? Or is it a human being? Giving me a freaky feeling. Is that a cat I'm seeing? Medieval cats, witchy burning of cats. Medieval cats, witchy burning of cats.
Medieval cats, medieval cats.
But we really love cats.